I dreamed I dwelled in a homeless place where I was lost alone. Folk looked right through me into space and passed with eyes of stone.
Song for Bill. And just one final note. Tonight, almost as if in celebration of that 80th birthday, in just a couple of hours at 3:49 a.m. exactly, if you look to the west, just look due west, halfway up the sky from the horizon, you'll see a bright star. That's the star of Vega. At exactly 3:49 and 30 seconds, there will appear a magical light in the sky. It is an iridium flare. And to my thinking, the candle on the cake for Bill Kunstler's 80th birthday. I'm Robert Knight. This has been Earthwatch.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot, and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Energize the new season with WBAI's Feminist Film Festival. Five Fridays in the fall, September 26th through October 24th. See feminist film classics of many different eras, plus comedy, live performance, and speaking to directors. Kicks off September 26th with just-released feminist stories from women's liberation. On October 10th, celebrate Indigenous Peoples, a.k.a. Columbus Day, with feature-length Salt of the Earth, plus a live performance by Mahina Movement. October 17th, Lizzie Borden's cult classic, Born in Flames. For the full schedule, go to WBAI.org. It's all at 388 Atlantic Avenue. The doors open at 6 for short, and feature are at 7:30. Become a WBAI buddy and get in free. Oh, and we'll have wine and popcorn too.
And FM, 34 minutes after 1 o'clock. Lister here sitting in for Jim Froyne, who will return next week right here at 99 Cinco, WBAI, at exactly 1:30 next week. This is Hour of the Wolf. Jim Froyne's special guest next week will be Veronica Shenas. And that's going to be extra special. So, this is Hour of the Wolf in the news.
If you were grabber, you could have hook by your finger. If your hand catch me, no, you can't, catch me.
Come, let's praise Jah.
And exactly 44 minutes after 1 o'clock, this is Hour of the Wolves. Lister sitting in for Jim Croin. He'll be back next week right here at 1:30 sharp with a special guest, Veronica Sheenus. Meanwhile, this is Hour of the Wolves in the nude, y'all. Yeah.
time lover. My mind run pon you all the while. And remember how first time before we come here, it did seem like two shallow little snake in stream. Marching mapless, hapless a galang through the rugged landscape of the heart song. And I saw we did a go on, so till that fateful day. After the passion of the hurricane, further than imagination or dream, we find myself laid down on the same bedrock, flowing out together as one stream. Riding sublime, true love, lavish terrain, lush and green and bright after the rain. Shimmering with glittering eyes, glowing in the clear of the smiling sun. Feel blue for you when I think about you. Blue like the sky, lingering promise of rain in the leaking light, in the hush of an evening twilight. When remember how first time the tour we come in, it did seem like a long, long river that is wide and deep. Sometime it was silent like the language of rock stone. Sometime we would have sing the river song as we are winding along. Sometime we just cool and calm under plenty shady tree. Sometime softly laughing bamboo root as them swing and sway. Sometime cascading carefree down a steep gully bank. Sometime turbulent in temperament we flood the bank. But whether ebb or flow, true rain, true drought, we never stray far from love rigid route. Old time sweetheart, up to now me still can't understand how we get back down in a so much silt and sand. Rock, stone, debris, log jam. So tell we had was to flow with separate paths. Now traversing the torrid terrain, a love landscape, running from the pollution of a contrite heart. Me long for the marvelous miracle hurricane. If you care me go a meeting stream again, lamenting me salted fate, surmising say it too late.
And you're in tune to Rala Station, WBAI, 99.5 FM, New York, WBAI.RG. Mister sitting in for Jim Troy, Hour of the Wolf right here in the nude. Don't forget Veronica. Sheena's is his special guest, 1:30 next week right here, where Jim Freund belongs, the Hour of the Wolf. Linton Kwesi Johnson Chong, don't call his best friend. So it go. Would have loved to speak to him about the 50-50 split of Scotland leaving the Brits. But I saw it go, right, LKJ? You don't call your friends. From a New York, you don't call your friends. And it's 2 o'clock on 99 Sinker WBAI. On the dot, Lister sitting in for Jim Fry, Little Crazy Johnston, NYU, New York City, come on New York City, he doesn't call his friends.
Eagle and the bear are people living in fear of impending nuclear warfare. But as a matter of fact, believe it or not, plenty people never care whether it's imminent or not, or who first going to attack, or if the human race was going to survive or not. For those of us aware, them life already coming like a nightmare. Couldn't see it everywhere, the famine and the fear, the doubt and the drought, desperation and despair. And you could see it all around, how the massacres abound, dead bodies all around, the atrocities abound, missing persons can't be found, dictators get the truth, new clowns are quickly found. The eagle and the bear are people living in fear of impending nuclear warfare. But as a matter of fact, believe it or not, plenty people never care whether it's imminent or not, or who first going to attack, or if the human race was going to survive or not. But though some was aware, them life already coming like a nightmare. Me don't have no accommodation. Me have to sign on at the station at 6 in the evening. Me said me life got no meaning. I just living without feeling. Still, me have to make a race, cause me come off age and me want to go rave. Walking down the road another day, when I hear another youth man say, him say, me nah work for no pittance, me nah draw them assistance. Me used to run a little rocket, but what, the police them did stop it, and the hard was to hop it. Still, me have to make a race, cause me come off age and me want to go rave. Well, I was walking down the road yet another day, when I hear another youth man say, him say, me have to pick a pocket, yeah man, take a wallet from my jacket. Me a go do it real crab it. And if I lock it, me a fi pop it. And if I save, me a go crack it. Or bust it with me hatchet. But me have to make a race, cause me come off age and me want to go rave.
99 Sink a List Alive.
Brixton Prison, Jeb Avenue, London Southwest 2, England. Dear Mama, good day. I hope that when these few lines reach you, they may find you in the best of health. Mama, I really don't know how to tell you this, 'cause I did make a solemn promise to take care of little Jim and try my best to look out for him. Mama, I really did try my best, but nonetheless, I'm sorry to tell you, sir, poor little Jim, get a rest. It was the middle of the rush hour, when everybody just a hustle and a bustle to go home for the evening shower. Me and Jim stand up waiting for the bus, not causing no fuss, when all of a sudden a policeman pull up. Out jump three policemen, the whole of them carrying baton. Them walk straight up to me and Jim. One of them hold on to Jim, them taking him in. Jim tell him to let go of him, for him not do nothing, and him not even, not even a button. Well, Jim start to wriggle, the police start to giggle. Mama, me can tell you what them do to Jim. Mama, me can tell you what them do to him. Them thump him in his belly and it turn to jelly. Them lick him on him back and him rib get pop. Them lick him on him head but it tough like lead. Them kick him in him seed and it started to bleed. Mama, I just couldn't stand up there and not do nothing. So me chuck one in him eye and him started to cry. Me thump one in him mouth and him started to shout. Me kick one pan him chin and him started to spin. Me thump him pan him chin and him drop on a bin and crash. And dead. Mama, more policemen come down and beat me to the ground. Them charge Jim for sus. Them charge me for murder. Mama, don't fret. Don't get depressed and downhearted. Be of good courage until I hear from you. I remain your son. Sisters rocking, a dread beat pulsing fire, burning. Chocolate hour and darkness creeping night. Black veiled night is weeping, electric lights consoling. Night, a small hall soaked in smoke, a house of ganja mist. Music blazing, sounding, thumping fire. Blood, brothers and sisters rocking. Stop it.
rocking. Music breaking out, bleeding out, thumping out fire. Burning. Electric hour of the red ball. Staining the brain with the blood flow. And the bad, bad thing is brewing. Ganja crawling, creeping to the brain. Cold lights hurting, breaking, hurting. Fire in the head and the dread beat bleeding, beating fire. Dread. Rocks rolling over, heart sneaking wild. Rage rising out of the heat and the hurt. And the fist curled in anger reaches a her. Then the flash of a blade from another to a him leaps out for a kick of a flesh of a piece of skin. And blood, bitterness, exploding fire. Wailing blood and bleeding. Merci beaucoup. Bonsoir, Paris. Paris, bonsoir. You've just been listening to The Eagle and the Bear from my Making History album. Want Figurative and Sonny's Letter from my Forces of Victory album. And Dread, Beat and Blood. Now, tonight is a very special occasion for me because, madames et messieurs, this year, 2003, marks the 25th anniversary of the release of my first album, Dread, Beat and Blood. So, I want to thank you all very much and say merci beaucoup. Because if it wasn't for you, I would not be involved in reggae music. Now, nowadays we hear a lot of talk about the fight against terrorism. Those of us who belong to the ethnic, so-called ethnic minorities in Europe, we all know about the fight against terrorism because we've been fighting the terrorism of the racists and the fascists for many decades now. Right now I'd like to do for you a couple of old anti-fascist numbers. First one is called Fight Them Back.
We gonna smash their brains in, cause they ain't got nothing in them. Well, some of them say them a nigga hater, and some of them say them a black beater, and some of them say them a black stabber, and some of them say them a pocket basher. Fascists on the attack, we not gonna worry about that. Fascists on the attack, we are gonna fight them back. Fascists on the attack, then we counter-attack. Fascists on the attack, then we drive them back. We gonna smash their brains in, cause they ain't gone.
up now thinking we're gonna smash their brains in. Cause they ain't got no thinking. It's fascists on the attack, we now go panic over that. It's fascists on the attack, we are gonna fight them back. It's fascists on the attack, then we counter-attack. It's fascists on the attack, then we drive them back. We're gonna smash their brains in. Cause they ain't got no thinking. We're gonna smash their brains in. Cause they ain't got no thinking. But some of them say them a nigga hater, and some of them say them a black beater, and some of them say them a black stabber, and some of them say them a packy basher. Fascists on the attack, we not go worry about that. Fascists on the attack, come make we fight them back. Fascists on the attack, make we counter attack. Fascists on the attack, make we drive them back. We gonna smash their brains in. Cause they ain't got nothing in them. We gonna smash their brains in. Cause they ain't got nothing in them.
Exactly 18 minutes after 2 o'clock, this is LKJ, hanging out at NYU in New York City. LKJ on Jim Freund's Hour of the Wolf. Listen live, sitting in for Jim Freund right here at 99 Single WBAI.
Merci. Merci beaucoup. Now this one is dedicated to the memory of the anti-Nazi League activist Blair Peach, who was murdered in 1979. Reggae for Peach. Everywhere you go, it's the talk of the day. Everywhere you go, you hear people say that the special patrol them a murderer. Murderer, we can't make them get no furtherer. The SPG them a murderer. Murderer, we can't make them get no furtherer. We call them Kill Blair Peach, the teacher. Them Kill Blair Peach, the dirty leaders. Blair Peach was an ordinary man. Blair Peach, he took a simple stand against the fascists and them wicked plan. So them beat him till him life was done. And everywhere you go, it's the talk of the day. Everywhere you go, you hear people say that the special patrol them a murderer. Murderer, we can't make them get no furtherer. The SPG them a murderer. Murderer, we can't make them get no furtherer. We call them Kill Blair Peach, the teacher. Them Kill Blair Peach, the gothic bleeders. Blair Peach was not an Englishman. Him come from New Zealand. Now them kill him and him dead and gone. But his memory lingers on. Oh, ye people of Europe, great injustices are committed upon the land. How long will he permit them to carry on? Is Europe becoming a fascist place? The answer lies at your own gate, and in the answer lies your fate.
Merci, thank you very much. Next number is dedicated to the memory of another fallen fighter, Dr. Walter Rodney. Dr. Rodney was an historian, an important historian, who wrote the seminal book, How Europe Underdeveloped Africa. He was also the leader of the Working People's Alliance in his native Guyana. In 1980, he was assassinated when a bomb exploded underneath his motor car. Reggae for Rodney. See how the cloud them just come sat up on me dream. He sit up on me dream like a dark silk screen. A dark silk screen over the vision I had seen. The vision I had seen. The vision I had seen. Some may say that Walter Rodney was a victim of hate. Some may say that he gone through heaven's gate. Some will say that Walter Rodney shouldn't take up his true weight and go carry man in back like he did wear him on a rock. But look how the cloud them just come sat up on me dream. He sit up on me dream like a shout or a scream. A shout or a scream or a really ugly scene that awake me from the dream and alert me to the scheme. Some may say that Walter Rodney was a prisoner of fate. Some will say that he gone through the hero's gate. Some will say that Walter Rodney couldn't take his true weight. Some take it off him back and go put it on his lap and go fall in a trap and so burn up the hydra. But look how my dream come just get blown to smithereen. Him blown to smithereen in the middle of the dream. The middle of the dream before the people them come in. The people them come in. The people them come in. Say that Walter Rodney was no shark for the sea, and all that him did want was for setting people free. With the workers and the peasants, him should have cooperated, but like a fish to the hook, him go bite from Burnham bait. You know, see how me dream come just get blown to smithereen. Him blown to smithereen in the middle of the dream. The middle of the dream before the really crucial scene. The really crucial scene is when the people them come in. Merci. It was in April 1981, down in the ghetto of Brixton, that the Babylon them caused such a friction that it bring about a great insurrection, and it spread all over the nation. It was truly an historical occasion. It was event of the year, and I wish I had been there when we run riot all over Brixton, when we mash up plenty police van. When we mash up the Wicked One plan. When we mash up the Swamp 81. Fi what? Fi make the rule of them understand that we not take no more of them oppression. And when me check out the ghetto grapevine, fi find out all I could have find. Every rebel just a revel in them story. Them a talk about the power and the glory. Them a talk about the burning and the looting. Them a talk about the smashing and the grabbing. Them a tell me about the vanquish and the victory. Them said the Babylon them went too far. So what?
we had was Fibon to care. And one and two innocent get mar. But what? Now so it goes sometime in a war, in star. So it goes sometime in a war. Them say we burn down the judge, we could have burn the landlord. We burn down the judge, we never burn the landlord. When we run riot all over Brixton, when we mash up plenty police van, when we mash up the wicked one plan, when we mash up the swamp 81. Them say we commandeer care and we gather ammunition. We build we barricade and the wicked catch afraid. We send out, we scout, figure, find them we're about. Then we farm up, we posse and we make we raid. Well, now them run gang, go plan counter action. But the plastic bullet and the water cannon will bring a blam blam, will bring a blam blam. Never mind scar man, will bring a blam blam blam. Now tell me something, Mr. Government man, tell me something. How long you really feel you woulda keep way under heel when the truth done reveal? But how you grab and steal, but how you make your crooked deal, make your crooked deal. Well down in Southall, where peach did get far, the Asians them farm up a human war. There's the fascists and them police shame, and them show that the Asians got plenty zeal, got plenty zeal, got plenty zeal. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory. But tell me something, Mr. Police Sportsman, tell me something. How long you really think we would take your baton lick, your jackboot kick, your dirty bag of trick and your racist politics, your racist politics? Well down in Bristol, they have no pistol, but them chase the Babylon away. And you shouldn't see your Babylon, how them really run away. You shouldn't see your Babylon, then pick up that deal, pick up that deal, pick up that deal. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory. Now tell me something, Mr. Right-wing man, tell me something. How long you really feel we would I grovel and squeal, when so much murder concealed, when we wound can't heal, when we feel the way we feel, feel the way we feel? Well, there was Top Step and there was Moss Side and a lot of other places where the police had to hide, and Brixton and Chapeltown and a lot of other places that was burnt to the ground, burnt to the ground, burnt to the ground. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory. Great insurrection and making history. Right now I'd like to do for you the title track from my CD, Things and Times. Traumatized. blinded by resplendent light of love, dazzled by the firmament of freedom. Him couldn't detect deceit, all when it kick him in him teeth. Him couldn't cry corruption and believe in a man. Him never know about Greek, him did humble, him did meek. Him never know intrigue, him never in that the league. Him never did understand that on the road to socialism, you could buck up nepotism. Him wife dangerous, him brother treacherous, and him cousin very vicious. Demoralized, dizzied, dazed, traumatized. Now like a fragile fragment of light, trapped in the belly of the dark night. Like a blind man stupefied and dazed, lost and alone in a mystical maze. With days upon days upon days upon days, watching drifting across the ocean of life, without rudder nor anchor nor sail. For days upon days upon days upon days, call him flotsam of the tides of the times, if you like. Lost in the labyrinth of life, if you like. Doped, doped, demoralized, dizzied, dazed, paralyzed. Shipwrecked against the sands of the tides of the times, meditating upon the bad old days. Face down upon the gleaming seashore, not so certain, not so sure, but like before. The salt of the sea upon the sun in him, I and him would give it back if it could cry. The sound of the surge of the sea harmonized with the swaying bamboo trees. And him brains just a tick all kind of thoughts now and night, like them desperate days of defiance, when young rebels did a fight against oppression, when young rebels did a fling firebomb, when they march with them banners raised, chanting freedom, chanting justice, chanting blood and fire. Well, North Crucial Trail was ablaze, taking the struggle to a higher stage. Doped, doped, demoralized, dizzied, dazed, paralyzed. Now wash up, wet up, and mash up. Him raise up, catch up, and sit up. With him hand upon him jaw and him head a hang down, I consider how young rebels get old. How some sell them soul, some get left out in the cold. Some get elevated, some get depreciated. Some turn middle class, some a gamble race hard. Some a try to live clean, some get vicious and mean. Some play with doubt, some still a tough it out. One and two a fight the struggle in them head. Lead the leaderless in them head. Win the revolution in them head. Yeah man, all a ton prime minister in them head. Doped, doped, demoralized, dizzied, dazed, traumatized. Now him wondering, pondering, considering, posing all kind of riddle to himself like, now that we come out of the one room there, and time and fortune been some of we friend. Now that we got we counts of flat and with this and with that, we call a TV and all the mad con. Now that we create some space, enough of we own a little place. Now that we got we MP and we black JP, black span the radio, black span TV, we sir and we lord and we MBE. I forgot, we forgot, alright that. Do we need another Moses? We take we cross the sea and say, go on, walk cross. Wanna free, as we enter the 21st century. Are we long past that the era, that the stage? And is each and every one who have to rise now to meet the dawning of a different age? Well, he must wondering, pondering, considering, when you hear a voice like the wind say, sure, adjust things and times, wonders and signs, but not get mystic, the realistic. And him hear a next voice like the sea say, sometimes the pungent order of the key signals a brand new life upon the way. Merci. Right now, I'd like to do a few numbers from the More Time CD. And this one is talking about black deaths in police custody in Britain. Throughout the 80s and the 90s, we saw a frightening rise in the incidence of black people dying in police custody. And it was though there was a conspiracy of silence about this matter, because no one in authority said anything about it or did anything about it. And it sent the wrong signal to those racist cops who believe they can murder black people and get away with it. It was as though they had a license to kill. Sometimes I think my co-worker crazy. The way Christine would have gone jokey-jokey. Then the next time now, I know nonsense dance. The way she wind up the place last Christmas dance. The way she love to talk about conspiracy. Me and Christine in the canteen a talk about the death of black people in a custody. How not a cat make me yow or a damn dog bark. How nobody high up in a society can offer explanation nor remedy. When Christine it up her brow like say a row, she a go row. Screw up her face like say a trace, she a go trace. Hear her now. You think I just MI5 and James Bond and police and soldier over North Island one. When it come to black people, Winston, some police in England got license to kill. Well, nothing Christine said surprised me still. But hear me now. What you mean, Christine? I will tell you that. I must you an idiot. You can't prove that. I will tell me figure say that. Christine kiss her teeth, then she cut me with her yay and she said, you want proof? You can't ask Clinton McCurbin about him asphyxiation. And you can't ask Joy Gordon about her suffocation. You can't ask Colin Roach if him really shoot himself. And you can't ask Vincent Bryan if him stab himself. But you can ask the commissioner for the license to kill. Ask Sir Paul Condon for the license to kill. You can't ask the Douglas them about the new style baton. And you can't ask Tony Hassan about him death by neglect. You can't ask Marlon Downs if him have any regret. And you can't ask Elga Mal about the mystery I am dead. But you can ask them Barbara about the license to kill. Ask the DPP about the license to kill. You can't ask Ibrahim about the CS gas attack. You can't ask Mrs. Jarrett how she get her heart attack. You can't ask Oliver Price about the grip round him neck. And you can't ask Steve Boyce about him death by neglect. But you can ask the PCA about the license to kill. Ask the ACPO for the license to kill. If you ask Maggie Thatcher for the license to kill. And you can ask John Major for the license to kill. If you ask Michael Howard for the license to kill. And you can ask Jack Straw for the rule of law. If you ask Tony Blair if it is a wearer here for the license to kill that plenty police feel them got. Sometimes I think the poor world are crazy. The way Christine would have gone jokey-jokey. Then the next time now, I know nonsense dance. The way she wind up the place last Christmas dance. The way she love to talk about conspiracy. Maggie Thatcher for the license to kill. And you can ask John Major for the license to kill. If you ask Michael Howard for the license to kill. And you can ask Jack Straw for the rule of law. If you ask Tony Blair if it is a wear or care for the license to kill that plenty police feel them gone. Thank you very much. I would like to do for you now more time, which is talking about the fact that we've been living through a technological revolution which has been transforming the way in which we communicate, work, and create, and promises us productivity on a level never before imagined, thereby providing the objective basis for guaranteeing full employment in modern developed societies. If only we could have the shorter working day, the shorter working week, the shorter working life, with more time to realize our full human potential. More time. We're marching out the world towards the new century, armed with the new technology. We're getting more and more productivity. Some say things looking up for prosperity. But if everyone gon' get a share this time, well, mentality must get left behind. We want the shorter working day, give with the shorter working week. Longer holiday, we need decent pay. More time for leisure, more time for pleasure, more time for edification, more time for recreation, more time for contemplate, more time for ruminate, more time for relate, more time. We need more time, give it more time. A full time, them abolish unemployment and revolutionize labor deployment. A full time, them banish overtime. Make everybody get a walk this time. We need a higher quality of liberty. We need it now and for everybody. We want the shorter working year, give with the shorter working life. More time for the husband, more time for the wife. More time for the children, more time for your friend, more time to meditate, more time to create, more time for living, more time for life, more time. We need more time, give it more time. The new century, armed with the new technology. We're getting more and more productivity. Some say things looking up for prosperity. But if everyone won't get a share this time, whole mentality must get left behind.
We want the shorter working day, give with the shorter working week. Longer holiday, we need decent pay. More time for leisure, more time for pleasure, more time for edification, more time for recreation, more time for contemplate, more time for ruminate, more time for relate, more time. We need more time, give it more time. A full time, them abolish unemployment and revolutionize labor deployment. A full time, them banish overtime. Make everybody get a walk this time. We need a higher quality of living. We need it now and for everybody. We want the shorter working year, give it the shorter working life. More time for the husband, more time for the wife. More time for the children, more time for a friend, more time for meditate, more time for create, more time for living, more time for life, more time. We need more time, give it more time. Can we have some light on the stage? I would like to introduce you to the members of the band. On flute, on saxophone, that was Steve Gregory. Other members of the Dennis Bovelda band on guitar, John Kapai. On keyboards, Nick Straker. On keyboards, Fabio Marchiori. On percussion, Tony Yuta. On drums, Paul Blake. Our band leader on bass, Dennis Bovell. On violin, Johnny T. Right now, I would like to do for you an elegy I wrote for my nephew who died under tragic circumstances in 1995. Reggae for Bernard. Liberty and put down a couple rhyme to your memory. It come in like just the other day you left school and joined the railway with enough ambition and a future plan. You wasn't drawing big pay, but you was well on your way. And just when you're ready to start, figure choo 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 boogie train cut your journey short. The day you get your last send off from your barn ground, before them fly your body down to jump down. The sun stay away from work that day, and the slate great January day, I sing a silent dirge.
as dark clouds dart in a different direction, collide and converge, merge and re-emerge in a bluster of emotion in the church clear sky. And the rain it a fall in a squall like tear tip arrows piercing the heart of the moon of them. The Baptist church it full up to the brim, overflow up at the step to the street. Long time no see family and friend, meet and greet, talking about your hasty retreat. Inside mournful voices I sing, them familiar, it a sweet hymn. And it is well with your soul. Rude boys broke down in tears, many skirted girls weep and wail. There's a posse of black and white workers from British Rail, the colleague them from your short working years. And there was testimony after testimony from your age mate them, punctuated by spontaneous applause about how you did tall and slim and good looking, with your long chin and your captivating grin, about your kindness, about your caring, about your thoughtfulness, about how big and how broad in love you was. Up to now, we still not getting a proper explanation. No witness at the station, no police investigation as to how you come fi head up on the wrong side of the track, how your face get fit on from front to back, and who you did a talk to on your mobile, them just call it accident and close your file. Jump down was your true dream island, that decided a plan to make your final destination. Now your dream come true and your touchdown, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in a St. Elizabeth side. Madame and messieurs, merci, merci beaucoup. Take good care of yourselves until we meet again. Bonsoir.
Thank you very much, Jim Fryan, for allowing me to sit in for you right here at Hour of the Woods. Jim Fryan will be back right here next week at 1:30. Right here at your favorite radio station, WBAI Pacifica Radio, New York, 99.5 WBAI. Jim Fryan's special guest next week will be Veronica Shaynas. Don't miss it because it will be great. This has been Hour of the Woods. Minute after 3 o'clock, you're in tune to radio station WBAI 99.5 FM, New York, WBAI.org. This has been Hour of the Woods. We'll be right back.
but this time not on a slave ship. Let's find the people who hate this. These are the places we'll hit.
Number one, Panama, talking about Peru, Azania, Brixton, Belfast, and forget Korea, Beirut, and forget Haiti, Iran, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Mexico. Talk about uptown Harlem, New York City, y'all, and Nicaragua, East and South Central LA, California, IA, Miami. Do or die, Bed-Stuy, never ran, never will, Brownsville, boogie down, South Bronx, yeah.
My man Joey to jail, and now they got him in court because he burned the flag.
Number one.
That's the name of the game. Well, I quit playing. I doubt the suckers want you to hear what I'm saying about this nation. Freedom supposed to be the format, but I step on your flag like it's a floor mat. Maim and mangle, the star spangled. I'm not trying to diss you. I use the flag like toilet tissue to wipe my black ass. What? Think that I'm a jackass? I see a flag and I attack fast with some fire. My desire to burn what Betty Ross sold up. The truth I show up about America, America, home of the brave, land of the free. Boom! This is the home of the slave. Now hold on just a mother minute. You gave me freedom of speech in the First Amendment. So why wanna scold me when I torch the flag? I'm only doing what you told me. You don't like it, so what? I'm not scared of you. Your flag, America too. See, I made up this new rule and I want y'all to learn it. Strike a match to the American flag and burn it.
Cinco Lista live right here on the radio. 7 minutes after 3 o'clock right here. Yeah. And we're gonna do this until 5 o'clock. Burn the imperious red, white, and blue. All glory to ashes with no apologies. You know what I mean? Hey, you go to Ukraine, you see why we have to burn the red, white, and blue to ashes, right? You go to Baghdad, the same thing. You go to London, England, the same thing. You go to Venezuela, the same thing. Come to a do or die, Bed-Stuy. You see why we have to burn the red, white, and blue to ashes, yeah? 50-50 split. Scotland from the Brits. Would have loved to talk to Lyndon Crazy Johnson about that. Or Billy Bragg. It's amazing how Billy Bragg is in town with Lyndon Crazy Johnson, ain't it? Ain't that cool? Burn, baby, burn, dedicating this to Cedric, who lost his son in Montego Bay. Timothy Parabu was murdered in Montego Bay on Saturday. His sister, Andrea. Daddy Cedric down in Florida. And then Andrea lost her cousin, Kenneth Thomas. So the whole entire Burn Baby Burn show is dedicated to Andre Pabaru family. Cedric, this is for you down in Florida, y'all. Burn Baby Burn. 1995. Burn, baby, burn, yeah. And if it won't burn, we dip it in acid. Burn, baby, burn. Clap us.
Camelot for Jack and Jacqueline, but on the Jaguar highway filling up with gasoline. Fidel Castro's brother spies a rich lady who's crying over the luxury's disappointment, so he walks over and he's trying to sympathize with her, but he thinks that he should warn her that the third world is just around the corner. Soviet Union, a scientist is blinded by the resumption of nuclear testing, and he is reminded that Dr. Robert Oppenheimer's optimism fell the first hurdle. And the only noise I hear is the sound of someone stacking chairs and mopping up spilled beer, and someone asking questions and basking in the light at the 15 fame-filled minutes of the fanzine writer. In pop and politics, he asks me what the use is. I offer him embarrassment for my usual excuses, while looking down the corridor out to where the van is waiting. I'm looking for the